All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District. Today is May 9th. It's 1:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen, and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Steve, you're the chair. You'd like to start for us?
Yeah.
Kevin, but
Hi.
you. Steve, are you there? Yes, sorry, what?
Just say your name, sir.
Steve Lasky, present.
Thank you.
Devin Anderson, present.
Stephanie Nast.
David Hutchison, LaCile.
That is everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So first item up board is we have a public hearing, and that's to take comments on a proposed 2024 budget amendment. So can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll give a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Devin.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. We are now in the public hearing to take comments on the proposed 24 budget amendments. David, would you like to walk through those amendments for us?
Sure. So let me zoom in just a little bit more here. For Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District, in the capital projects fund, we had an overage of the capital outlay from what the budgeted to the actual. So we needed to amend that here. So we've updated also for the actuals for interest income. So we've budgeted $44,268, continued with bond proceeds, 12 million. The bond issuance costs were slightly lower, but so we put $549,157, capital outlay $1,772,076, and we've included $25,000 of contingency just in case something comes up from the audit, and an adjustment would be needed. That gives us an ending fund balance of $6,694,676. So with that, any questions and concerns, comments?
I think my only question is, and I'm not sure who's the best to answer this, when would we expect to actually get like that first kind of interest return check that we end up setting up like the second operational account that we pay like the CLA invoices and things out of?
So, David, was there a working capital fund set up, or are these guys under the developer advance where they would get reimbursed?
Give me one.
I don't recall. Steph, do you remember?
Open up the general fund, see if what we have there.
Yeah, I generally remember speaking about it, and I thought that you and I had discussed it at some point. I would need to open up that same kind of, you know, secondary operational account. And I just was trying to make sure that that was something we were going to need to do, and you know, when I should
yeah.
be needing to
Yeah,
have.
we're going to. David, there's a if you do it with one of the big institutions, one of the big banks, one of the big credit unions in Utah, they have access to where the county treasurers can just deposit money into that account. And then David also has the ability then to be able to review it and help with the financial statements. David, do you want to add some color to that?
Yeah, so there's a what's called a PTIF account that the state will whenever there's taxes collected, and then they can automatically send those to the district. And that way you don't have to deal with the checks or a check being lost, and it gets deposited into the account that you guys get connected or set up with that. But yeah, you would need to first set up a bank account with, like you said, one of the large institutions. MACU has been great. Zions has been great to work with. They've been the two that have been the easiest so far for us to work with to get set up.
Yeah, I've worked with MACU to do this previously, so that's probably who I would go back to because they were really easy to get this all going.
Okay. And
so
yeah,
go ahead, David.
No, go ahead. You're good.
I was just going to say PTIF stands for the Public Treasurer's Investment Fund. So Basically, the state treasurer's office, David has to report every year what's called a deposit and investment report. What the state treasurer wants to know is that districts, all governmental entities in Utah, put their money in a safe place. So they don't want you putting it with some, small bank that might go under, or some, crazy investment fund that they might lose money. So they have a money management council that goes through, that reviews all the institutions, financial institutions that are authorized and okay for municipal governments, governmental entities to put the money into. So that's these accounts that David's talking about. So I just looked up at the financials David's going to cover. So the way that the bonds were structured with you guys is, at first, you guys are going to pay, like when we send requisitions, you guys will pay, but keep track of those because once money comes in, we can reimburse you guys for those funds. And then eventually, we'll have enough money in that you guys can just pay straight out of that account.
Yeah,
So,
that's what we had been doing. I just didn't know if we had like an anticipated date as to when we would actually have that money coming in versus us paying out and waiting to be reimbursed.
I would think probably after this year's property tax collections. David, do you want to weigh in too?
Once property tax collections start coming in, there will, and I can double check to make sure, but I'm pretty sure there's a administrative carve out set up. And typically, what we've had or we've seen with most districts is they start with like a $50,000 amount that would be dedicated to an administrative carve out, and then that increases by 2% per year. And so yeah, as soon as property taxes start coming in, then that would the fir usually the first amount that's dedicated from those property taxes is to the district for those administrative purposes.
Okay. And David, would you recommend like me go ahead and go get that account set up at MACU now so that when that time comes, everything just transitions a little smoother?
Yeah, definitely. That would definitely be easier. I think you're at minimum need that $1 deposit in the savings, and then from there, they usually try to have a minimum amount in the checking account so they don't charge you any bank fees. But I mean,
I'll talk with him about that. I'll work on trying to get that set up over the next couple of weeks, David, just so we're ahead of the game when that time comes.
okay, that would be awesome.
Okay, sorry.
I would think, Steph, the 26 budget should reflect that we'll have that money in the administrative general fund account.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, didn't mean to derail
Nope.
being there.
Nope.
No, it's a good
That's good.
question.
So, any other questions, at least back related to the budget amendment? If not, could I get a motion then to close the public hearing?
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Steph. Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up are the minutes from our February 14th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I reviewed them and they looked accurate to me.
Okay.
It as
Can
well.
I get a Can I get a motion to approve those then?
Stephanie's better at the motions for complicated things.
Okay.
It's just meeting minutes, Devin. It's not
Okay,
hard.
I make a motion to accept the meeting minutes from the date that which you talked about when you proposed them.
Right, February 14th.
February 14th. There you go.
I second Devin's motion.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, next up is this resolution that approves the budget amendment that David just went through. So that's what this budget does. Any question, or this resolution, sorry. Any questions on the budget amendment resolution?
No,
No
sir.
questions.
Okay, could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-01?
I think I can do it because it's on the screen. I make a motion to accept the amendment resolution 2025 or vote on the resolution 2025-01.
All right. Thanks, Devin.
I second his motion.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. See, Devin, it's not that
No.
scary.
Thanks for the cheating notes on the screen. That helps.
Yeah, I'd try. All right, next up's David with first quarter financials.
Okay, thanks, Michael. So for Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District financial statements as of March 31st, 2025, and starting in the balance sheet. In the general fund, we have a developer advance receivable of $2,033, and that's to partially cover the accounts payable from year end. And new accounts payable consists of $3,952. In the debt service fund, we have the bond fund 2024 series, $1,765,119. In the surplus fund 2024 series, $1,035,787. And in the capital projects fund, the project fund 2024 series is $5,668,804. And in the cost of issuance fund is $15. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We've had expenditures of accounting of $1,919. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $1,919. And in the debt service fund, we have the interest income of $32,506. And we've had a bond interest payment of $247,500. And just noting, we did not get this in the original budget. So that's something that we will want to update in the next budget or in the meeting. Or in December if we wanted to do that at the same time. And ending fund balance is $2,800,906. And the capital projects fund, we have interest income $73,808 and expenditures of capital outlay of $1,125,313. Give us an ending fund balance of $5,668,819. With that, let me open it up to you guys for any questions or anything you'd like to look at a little more in depth.
Board, you guys good with financials?
Just a quick question, just to make sure that I understand the difference in the reports that we just. So this current one that's on the screen, this is the account that we're actually drawing against for the requisitions from UMB, correct?
So this is the expense or income and expense activity, and in the balance sheet will show like the accounts that we're actually pulling from. So the requisitions for construction are coming out of this project fund, and as of the end of the March, that's the balance. Yep.
Okay, that's what I was just making sure I was reading where we were at correctly, because we've had some different internal conversations going on, so I think that this is very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now remember, Steph, like soft costs can come out of that as well, engineering, that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Any other questions? All right, what I need then is a motion to accept the first quarter financials as presented.
I will make a motion to approve the first quarter financials as presented.
I
Thanks, Steph.
second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's all I have. Do you guys have anything for us?
No, sir. Like I said, I'll get with Steve and Devin and get, a couple of these things updated on this quarterly report over the weekend and get that back over to you so that you've got it before the end of next week.
Okay, perfect. And then, is Steve, are you the best one to sign for the quarterly reports?
Sounds good. Thanks,
Yeah, I
guys.
think so.
Thank you.
Okay. I was just going to ask because it asked for the MW Knab LLC. And I'm assuming you're the guy who can sign for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll just have you sign in both spots. So if you'll look for a share file email link, that'll let you do the signing.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. All right, last thing I need is a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Devin. You are at the king of motions.
I second.
Second Devin's
Thanks,
motion.
Steve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Hey, good to see you
Aye.
guys. Thanks.